It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, it's Loving the Strange, and right now it's just me, Carrie Jones, because Sean is getting something liquid to drink to prepare for this ridiculous adventure called hot sauce. I don't know if y'all saw in our posts ahead of time, but we are answering questions while eating progressively spicier wings. Oh, there's the sound of Sean entering the podcast studio, also known as the office. And there's Sean's old belly as he starts to sit down.
I don't have no belly, girl.
He says he has no belly, but everyone has a belly.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Nothing.
Where you been?
I've been here on time, like the INFJ personality type.
Yeah, but
that I am.
Who cooked and sauced the wings?
You, which makes me terrified. Oh. So, for those of you who don't know,
that's my excuse for being late.
For those of you who don't know, I'm not a real. I was born in New England, where the spiciest thing growing up was like
taco seasoning.
Yeah, like
that's sad.
The Portuguese part of my family had some spices, but my mama, she would use half the taco seasoning packet for our tacos. That's how unspicy my mother was. So, anyways, Dee's here. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Sam asked if we had a cucumber.
I feel offended.
That would have been really smart. And hey, Sayer. Hi. And the squeaking that you hear in the background is us with our new puppy, which is probably a bad idea, Sean.
Nah, she's fine. I just won't give her any chicken bone.
But
what?
Everybody can hear the squeaking.
She's going to go to sleep.
All right. So if you have any questions, dying questions, that you want us to hear answer.
It's like a clown podcast.
Know, it's like, if you have any important questions that you want to hear, as I suffer through 10 progressively hot sauces.
Non-meat chicken wings.
And I have non-meat chicken wings for those of you who really care.
Did you want a fork and a knife for those, my dear?
I would have liked that.
I can go get you.
You know what else we don't have?
What?
Paper towels.
What?
I don't have any paper towels.
Bed. You gotta take care of
yourself. Dude, pass back the paper towels. He's such a jerk. Okay. Anyways, Sam says the squeaking is adorable, and I think she's talking about the puppy and not my voice. And are
I'll give you a knife.
No, I'm fine. Just stay.
No,
just
I want to show you how to eat these things.
Honey.
Left to right.
Okay.
Front to back.
He doesn't trust me.
Let's get started. I'm starving to death.
All right. Hey, Coop.
How are we going to do this?
All right, you are going to tell us what the hot sauce is before we eat it.
I got a list right here.
This is my wing. It's not a real
wing. That's a plant.
I like plants.
So the first one is called the classic.
All right.
It's a measly 1800 Scoville heat units.
Which is a lot for my New England blood.
It's a tangy take on the American hot sauce tradition. We should be getting paid.
I know. You don't have to read the whole thing.
Okay,
baby.
Well, it's a tangy take on the American hot sauce tradition. Let's eat it.
All right.
Wait, are we going to do a question before?
I think we do a question after.
Oh, how about we ask the question before we ponder while we eat? All right, I'm going to ask you one. Easy one. I'll give you an easy one. Your favorite cartoon growing up.
Can I just tell you these are delicious?
No.
And look, you've got chicken hanging out of your mouth, where I am delicate and delightful as I eat my chicken wings. What was my favorite cartoon growing up?
Yeah.
My first favorite cartoon growing up was Scooby-Doo repeats.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was really into Scooby-Doo.
We need to have a rule. Only one rule. You got to eat the whole tender.
Are you serious?
For you, it's tender. For me, it's wing.
Do I have to eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's 600 calories.
Total. I don't care.
The whole bag of fake chicken wings is 600 calories. I know you all care. Oh, G had chicken wings for dinner tonight, too. So my favorite cartoon growing up.
What are you having to have for dinner next week?
My favorite cartoon growing up was Scooby-Doo, because I was really lonely and I really wanted a dog. And I think Scooby-Doo kind of messed up my brain, because I totally thought, yeah, dogs were like, they just hang out with you like Scooby and Shaggy, mm-hmm. and they save the day all the time. Yeah.
Well, your little teacup poodle friggin' oh, sure, Alfredo.
So when I was a little kid, I was like, I begged for a dog. I begged and begged and begged. And my bonus dad was like, Betty, get her a dog. And she's like, John. And he was like, Betty, get her a dog. And she's like, I don't want a big dog. The last time we got a dog, the puppy died, because it did, because it had parvo. And it was it destroyed my little 5-year-old heart. Shut up, Sean. And then
I didn't say a word.
I thought we were going to get a giant fluffy dog. And my parents took me to this creepy apartment in Manchester, New Hampshire. And there were these little itty bitty things that looked like aliens in a cardboard box. And they said,
and you got one.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't even like Mugwai.
They were teacup poodles. They were like this big. Ooh, this big. Grown.
I'm sorry.
They fit in a teacup when they were born. I did not think it was a dog.
Is that why you went to the far other extreme?
Yeah, that's why I always had Great Pyrenees, because I deserve a real dog. I love my dog, though. But, yeah, it's a lot of trauma. What was your favorite cartoon, honey?
My favorite cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But I'm going to answer. Don't worry.
You can't pull the Reagan card.
One besides Scooby-Doo. Because Aquaman. Because Aquaman used to be a cartoon when it was good. What?
Right now, Aquaman is very controversial because of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which I don't think you know about.
I don't want to hear about that. We're eating chicken wings. When the hell was that Aquaman? Was that the Jason Momoa Aquaman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who was in it? Amber Heard or Johnny Depp?
Amber Heard.
I don't care. I don't Jason Momoa. Those people, anyways. They're both rich and celebrities, and they can go waste all their money in court.
As D said, no, Jason Momoa loved the talent. Sean is the
talent. No, I am. My hate is for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard right now, because I just don't care.
Both of them?
Because I don't care. You made me hate him because you brought it up.
That's not fair. Oh, Kat says that your thing was called Super Friends, Sean. Your cartoon. And Kat is right.
That is right.
And Kat is very healthy, having a chicken cob salad, unlike us. And Sam is having chicken curry.
I know the theme is chicken tonight. But next week, everybody has to have a shrimp dish per D.
Oh, God.
And we can have shrimp Alfredo ourselves. We'll eat it during the podcast.
I always throw up when I have Alfredo.
Because it's best to suck those noodles live. Anyways, can we have another wing?
Yes, but before we go, Andy says that Aquaman is still good.
Oh, Aquaman is always good.
And Kat just makes laughing face emojis because we're so ridiculous. All right.
Number two.
Do I ask a question while we chew?
Well, let me describe the hot sauce first.
Oh, jeez. All right.
This is a routine. This is called Dawson's Hot Sauce Cedar Smoked Garlic. It's only, a measly 7,000 Scoville heat units.
The first one was delicious.
It's a smoky, piney, peppery hot sauce from our Canadian friends at Dawson's.
We're in Canada.
Huh?
We're in Canada.
I don't think it says.
I'm secretly Canadian. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, should I ask you a question first? All right. So this is from D.
Okay.
If you could be any animal, what animal would that be, Sean Kelly?
Oh, my word. Ooh. That's a real hard one. Let me eat while I think about it.
If number two is too much for me, is that a bad sign?
Huh?
Shoot. Someone on Twitter told me that lemonade helps, but I feel like lemonade is just going to make me throw up.
Why are you drinking it already?
Because it hurts my tongue. Oh, I don't like the Canadian one.
I think you might be any animal I want to be. I want to be a lion.
Why?
You shouldn't have asked that. One of us is frozen on my screen. There we go.
You were frozen on my screen,
you
actually.
You were frozen on my screen.
You're screwed on mine. All right.
Because I want to be king of the jungle.
Dude, two is killing me. You wouldn't be on to be king of the jungle?
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Come on, toughen up here. You can do it.
I can't do it. And you keep freezing on me, babe.
You keep freezing on me?
I don't know. And hey, people who are listening, are we freezing on you? Because that's really the question. I would be a manatee because I don't have any predatorial instincts and I don't need to be the king of anything.
Of course you would want to be a manatee.
I think being a manatee would be amazing because I would just get to like hang out and be chill. You know, and
it would
like,
be a lot more relaxing than king of the jungle.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Oh man, D says we're gritty looking but not freezing, so that's
well,
good.
That's because we just never shower and we work. We are gritty looking.
And D also said that milk would have been better. Very true, but I throw up if I drink milk.
Yeah,
and
I'm a little lactose intolerant.
And Sam says we're sort of freezing, babe. What do we do?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
Get the girls off the internet.
I know. All of our bandwidth is being sucked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be a manatee. You know, I can enjoy being a manatee. Just chilling in the water, rolling up to the girl.
Yeah.
Having a little downtime with that girl manatee. And swimming off and finding a nice dock where somebody's feeding me lettuce and giving me fresh water out of the water hose.
See, that sounds like perfect.
Hell yeah.
I know. Like,
I know.
Yeah. Allie says that you're looking pink. That's
I'm
how
always pink.
That's Sean.
I'm always pink. I'm like a newborn baby every day.
I didn't finish my thing. Do I have to?
Yes. That's the rule. One bite.
All right. Then I'm going to ask you another question.
All right.
And this is from Doug Marshall. One. And it's, do you prefer dry over sauce or vice versa?
Oh, well, I'll talk about that. And wings and barbecue in general, and I'm a sauce guy actually. I do like a good rub.
Okay.
And usually things that are more rub than sauce tend to irritate my stomach a little bit for some reason. You okay over there, baby?
Mm-mm.
All right, let's move on to number three.
Mm-mm.
We're not gonna have time. We got eight more wings to get through.
I can't do it.
Number three. Clark and Hopkins Calabria. It's from Italy, I guess. And it's sweetness from tomatoes and a dash of mushroom powder for umami.
Dude, I'm gonna die.
And it's only 15,700 Scoville heat units, baby.
I think the person on Twitter lied to me, and I think it's making it worse.
No, you're good. Try number three.
I will.
While two is fresh in your mouth.
So, we've gone over dry, over sauce.
Yeah, but that was the third question. So, you need to answer it. But you also need to do number three.
I think I prefer dry. And, dude, it's only number two.
You are trying to melt this situation here.
No, I'm really not. Okay, ready?
Yeah. You know, this is question number four for wing number
It three. Doesn't freaking matter. Stop being such a stickler.
I'm not. I want you to eat.
Oh, my God. All right. Would you want to be president for a day?
Me? I can probably dig that. You can't do crap in a day.
Four is so much better than three.
Okay. But what are you going to do in a day as president?
Well, would you like to experience it?
That's what I'm saying. It'd be cool for just a day. You can just like chill out.
What if it's a bad day though?
I don't know. Lost some nuclear bombs.
No! What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? All right, what's your favorite exercise?
Oh, four is good. Mm-hmm. Wait, would you want to be president for a day?
If it's a mellow day. If it's like one of those days where you pardon the turkeys and or like you're like, let's do some egg rolling. Or, hey, it's Lin, like whatever his name is, the Hamilton guy. He's going to have a little performance at the White House. I'd be all in for all that. Yeah. But like, I don't know if it's like, hey, someone's invading the Ukraine. I don't think I'd want that day.
No decision making, right?
I want to notice. I am an INFJ on the Myers-Briggs, and I just learned today through an amazing guy on YouTube that we hate making decisions.
Well, I could have told you that.
So no, I don't want to be president on a decision making day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So number four was better than three, wasn't it?
So much better. Number four was delightful. The Canadian one killed me. Canadians!
You're part Canadian.
I know.
I know.
I guess they didn't know. There's an entire, like, in the comments section, there's an entire thing about, like, lactose and milk.
And comments of what?
Of our podcast. Our live.
I see it.
It's adorable. Okay. Ready? New question?
Sure.
All right.
And a new wing. So you asked a question. I'm going to give a description of sauce number. Wait a minute. That was only sauce number three, wasn't it? Yeah.
All right. I like number three. Four. I didn't like number two.
All right.
And three was less spicy for me than number two. And Sayre asks, which spicy food do you like the most?
Oh. Ooh. I'll be honest with you. I think. I don't know. It might be kind of a tie for me. Because
this one's delicious
over here, Sayre, in the United States. Like, I love spicy Indian food, but it's really hard to get it actually spicy. And the same with Chinese food. So when Thai food, any one of those three, if they can actually make it spicy.
There's no one specific dish though.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, my favorite, honestly, would be Pad Thai with. Probably chicken. Super hot.
All right.
Super hot.
I don't know what my favorite
really
is.
Well, huh?
I think my favorite is anything without cayenne pepper, because cayenne pepper seems to get me.
Yeah.
Like, if you put wasabi, I can wasabi myself all day.
Right.
But, like, cayenne is like, oh. So I think my favorite spicy food, despite the fact that I just said that, would be, like, anything curry,
yeah,
and sultanas, which I can't say correctly.
You
freaking love those, like, and Jamaican beef pies.
Yeah, but they're not really that spicy.
I know, but I like them.
They are good,
and they do say spicy on the
label. Oh, they have a little heat to them.
They say it on the label. Number four was delicious. What was that?
You had number four already.
Yeah, ate it up.
I didn't even give you the description.
Well,
you're not following the. Friggin', what do you call it? The format here.
The rules?
Dang. Number four is called Angry Goat. It's 39,000 Scoville heat units.
I kicked this out.
Features cantaloupe and ginger. And I haven't eaten mine yet, so.
It's delicious.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. 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 Sam says that Yoshi's and Brewer does a good spicy pad thai, Sean.
Yeah.
And Sayre says his is chicken curry. You and me, buddy.
Yeah.
You and me.
Gary loves some curry. I like curry too, but Gary loves curry.
I love curry. And let's see if I can ask you another question while we're going. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage, Sean? He's thinking.
I am. That's a hard question.
He's thinking.
Wow.
He's a thinking man.
How can you really pick a favorite? I love alcohol.
You love alcohol? I have you all know that Sean never drank before he met me, and I never drank really before I met
Ooh,
him.
I drink a lot now.
And everything has changed. So, Pat.
Wait. Did you say you never drank before you met me?
I didn't drink a lot.
That's partially true.
Partially true.
My favorite alcoholic drink.
Alcoholic drink, but no alcohol.
Did it say alcohol drink or just drink?
Oh, I gotta find it in the list again.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, favorite alcoholic beverage.
What? I was right.
Whatever. It was a question from D. You guys have the same birthday. You're always in the same place in your brain.
Oh, God. I don't know. You know, because I waver between something strict, like, you know, Crown Royal on the rocks.
That's very grown up and manly.
Nice sip and drink?
Yeah.
Or my other favorite would be on the far end, like a rum, like something fruity and blended and like a rum runner or something sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it depends on the actual natural environment of the location where I am.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Kat says sangria or Malibu rum with orange juice. And these is a margarita. Sayers doesn't like alcohol, nor does he drink it, but he only loves cold drinks.
Sangria is a good one. Carrie drinks sangria everywhere. That's not her only drink.
I love sangria.
If they don't have any good drinks on the menu, but they have sangria, she's going to go sangria.
Yeah, because it's fruity. And you can tell yourself, oh, there's fruit in it. It's good for you. If they could make a mango lassi with like alcohol in it, I would probably vote for that.
A mango what?
Lassi.
What's that?
It's an Indian drink and it's delicious.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sangria. Although we went on an exchange trip in high school to Spain.
Yeah.
And everybody drank sangria except me because I was a goody-goody. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of vomiting amongst high school 16-year-old cheerleaders from West High School in Manchester, New Hampshire. It was a bad scene. It was very bad. People were crying. People were sobbing and saying how ugly they were. People were trying to jump out a window in Barcelona hotels. Sangria is dangerous, Kat.
Why'd you skip over Doug's comment?
I didn't see Doug.
You were running on it. You had it up.
It doesn't mean I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, critical. And you ended up married. Don't drink in love.
We love before says we Doug. Drank. We had years of good sober sex. I'm just kidding, baby. I didn't mean to say that. Hey, let's go on to chicken wing number 5.
I'm afraid. Sam says Midori sour. D says, I had a really good lemon drop last month. It was so, so good.
Lemon drops are good. I mean, there's a lot of good shots out there. Lemon drops.
And Kat agrees that sangrias are dangerous. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Are you going to read the next one?
Yeah, number 5 is a hot one sauce. So it's Los Calientes Rojos. It's 49,000 Scoville heat units.
That means nothing to me because that's math.
I know. But wait until we get to the 2 million plus.
I think my nose is running.
It's got habaneros, but it's still supposed to be sweet. With some smoked red peppers, agave, and apricot.
Let's try it out. All right.
What's your question? Oh, I haven't asked a question in forever.
Well, that's because you're too busy telling what the things are.
All right, I've got two, but I'm going to one last one for now.
Kat made me laugh because she said sangria made a medieval times visit more memorable, though.
Oh, my God.
I just have this image of...
Did you get a picture?
I know.
I feel like in a medieval times, it feels like the first thing I'd order is like 2 pitchers of sangria. One for Carrie, one for me.
No.
Well, if you're going to eat like a turkey leg or whatever they serve you, you might as well drink out of a pitcher.
Oh, my God.
I've never been there. You have, though, haven't you?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I went to something similar with Emmy in Ireland.
Close enough.
And this Dutch lady tried to get a ride home with us, but we both thought she was actually secretly a witch. She gave really psycho killer vibes. And so then we couldn't do it. And then we felt really guilty.
All right.
And we saw this huge rat. like the biggest rat I've ever seen, other than at the Logan Airport in a dumpster. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
I said, can we stay on topic here?
No.
All right. What is your favorite season
of the year, or seasoning?
Seasoning of the year.
Spring.
I'm glad you were honest, baby. Mine's summer. Although I do love spring, but that's because it's hearkening a better environment than winter.
What was your least favorite? Oh, well, this got me afterwards.
It is now winter.
Because you live in New England.
Yeah. In summer, I mean, in Florida, it didn't matter.
All right, ready?
For what?
I'm going to ask you another question. This is from Sam/Andy. Ready? Would the Cullens have been better off being fae as opposed to being described as vampires?
Ooh.
He doesn't know who they are, Sam/Andy. He doesn't know. So the Cullens, Shawnee, are the family in the Twilight saga who are all vampires. Have you ever watched?
I never watched the movie nor read the book.
Yeah, he has no clue. All right, just off the top of your head.
The question again,
do you think that the whole family of sparkly vampires, who tried really hard not to be blood sucking vampires, right?
Yeah.
They're goody goody vampires, right?
Yeah, that's stupid. But go ahead and ask me the question. I'm glad you gave me that description. Thank you.
Do you think they would have been better being fae, like pixies, or vampires?
Okay, so here's your answer.
All right.
From my point of view.
Okay.
And I've already read Dee's answer. So, I think it's basically a personality type answer.
Oh, really?
Like, if you would probably choose fae as well.
No, I
won't. Because you always go with goodness. But me, I'm like... you're vampires. Be a fucking vampire.
Deshaun, your language.
I already said it once tonight.
Oh, I missed
it.
Doesn't
matter. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Be a vampire. Take advantage of it. Enjoy the freaking sex and the eternal living. If you don't get stabbed in the heart, get your head chopped off.
See, I have.
That's my take.
He has strong opinions for never having watched or read it.
Conservatively liberal, so I gotta go with that hardcore. If I was a vampire, I'd be a bad vampire.
You'd be a terrible.
I'd be a bad, terrible vampire.
You'd be all over on that dark side.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so ready? Mm-hmm. My take is entirely different than Sean's, and he predicted the wrong take for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because vampires were really hot when Stephanie Meyer decided to do Twilight. They were just like starting to take off. She took them and she made them hers. And that was brilliant marketing. Holly Black had already taken kind of hold of the fairy pixie world. So I would say, no, I'd keep them vampires and make them good. Because you know what? That's subverting the trope of that time.
That's not
I'm all about subverting the trope. I'm a writer. I'm going to answer it from a writer point of view, babe.
Answer it from a human point of view.
Vampires? Because it's fantastic to defy expectations. But do they seem more fae?
Once again, is
they seem more fae. They seem more fae. No, it's a... It's
well, I haven't seen the book, read the books or seen the movie, so I don't know what they seem like.
I think your answer was very good, baby. Just because my answer is not the same.
Oh, it's wrong. It's not the same as mine, it's wrong. You know
Oh my gosh, we have so many things going on. All right, ready?
You're falling behind.
Because you... All right. Susie said, a few years ago, my son talked me into taking him to Hannaford when it was open 24 hours so he could get chili ingredients. I can see this, Susie. The peppers he added could melt plastic. Also, I could see this. I don't like spicy food. I don't like the afterburn.
Makes Sorry, sense. Susie.
Dee says she likes winter. John says, you have to try the drink I made up for the moms when we go on the beach. Malibu rum, real pineapple juice in a can with a shot of grenadine.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that. I can tell you that right now.
I think John needs to hang out with Kat. Well, and Kat says,
come to Maine and make some drinks.
Kat says, well, I'm a basic white girl. And Dee says, I'd like them as fae. They would be cool as fae. But marketing-wise, I think they were smart as vampires. And Dee says, oh my God, we could watch all the Twilight.
How long would a podcast would that be? Besides, we're not allowed to do that, are we?
I think you can do that somehow. We just have to figure it out. Dee, I think that's brilliant. We're going to make Sean watch it. And Amanda says, hi. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
And Sam says, Fey doesn't necessarily mean good. Boom! Nice point, Sam.
Whatever, I'm still into it. I'm still into eroticism of drinking blood and having sex.
He just likes that whole, like, I can be naughty and kill people thing.
I don't need to kill people.
He's a true blood vampire.
I just need to make them mine. You know what I mean? I'm only, as far my vampire knowledge is the True Blood series, right? You know that. So,
Anne Rice,
what was her name? What was the bartender's name?
Ginger,
Deborah, or
Ginger?
Yeah, see, I'd have 1,000 gingers.
He'd be all about the gingers.
I'd be bad. I'm
He'd be a terrible.
You don't want me as a vampire.
And I married him.
You know, okay, now we're getting into the good stuff because now we're at 6 through 10.
I don't want to go there.
Number 6 is your favorite hot sauce company, though, Queen Majesty. What are you choking on?
I don't
here?
Know.
Your lemonade? Carrie can handle the hot stuff. Just don't give her any lemonade.
Shut up, Shawnee.
Especially
I
fresh
feel like
squeeze.
My ear, like my the canal in your ear is closing up as
we
I eat
have
these.
Not even eaten anything hot yet.
Number 2 was very hot.
Okay. This is Queen Majesty Coco Ghost. 71,000 Scoville heat units. And it's got some cocoa in it. It's a warm and flavorful hot sauce.
Okay, we don't care.
It's also got some ginger.
No one cares.
Well, this is your favorite hot sauce.
I know,
company,
but nobody
so
cares.
I don't want to hear any whining about it.
I can whine.
It's
number 6.
It's likely to be the most flavorful because they do make good hot sauce.
All right, so Susie said before we eat this, in Japan they have contests where you have to eat rice crackers coated with very spicy pepper powder. Each pack of crackers has money attached. I've got to tell you, Susie, if it's for money, I'm going to do it.
Me too.
I will die, but I'll do it if it's for money.
Why don't they put it on something good?
Rice crackers are delicious. And Dee says, I love rice crackers. Dee says, well, the Twilight vampires didn't drink human blood. They drank animal blood. He's all done with those. He doesn't care.
I'm totally done with those. If you're not drinking human blood, you're a would-be vampire.
All right, John says, ask Sean, which is a question. You ready?
Yeah.
If he could ever have a truck too tall or too fast. And if Carrie would ride in it with you driving, especially doing donuts.
Carrie's driven in the truck with me before doing donuts because up here in the wintertime when it snows, it's really easy to do donuts, John. There's no traction whatsoever.
Ooh.
And too tall for me would be something that Carrie couldn't get into because then I'd have to listen to her bitch all the time about how big my truck was.
I would not.
Too fast? No, but... You know.
He doesn't drive fast anymore. He's old now, John.
I drive plenty fast when you're not with me, baby.
What?
But I can't drive fast when you're with me because then it's like the Nagigator. What?
You're so mean.
I'm not mean. I'm being realistic.
You Colin just called me the Nagigator. The Nagigator. You made a name of.
I meant navigational system. I'm sorry. I didn't make it up. I
You're
heard
so
it on the
cool.
radio station I listened to.
Yeah, well, you need to start listening to NPR and not be such a jerk.
NPR
stuff.
Well, let me tell you why. Anyways, did you eat
That's not
six?
How they talk. They
did
say,
you eat number
let
six?
Us.
Did you eat number six?
I ate part of it and then I died.
Is it hot?
It has a very nice flavor.
It. Does it have cocoa flavor? Like chocolate?
Maybe.
John, Carrie's never been on a four-wheeler before.
I've never been on a snowmobile, a motorcycle,
because
a four-wheeler.
That's kind of my fault because I don't like spending money on toys. But sooner or later, we're gonna. And then I'm gonna be the old man on the four-wheeler with a big windshield. And she's never gonna go fast or do donuts because we'll break a hip.
You're so mean to me. He enjoys himself so
no,
much.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, really?
Like I wasn't singling you out.
I felt singled out.
When I talked about a hip?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have
I'm
hips,
older
baby?
Than you and more crippled except for your knees and back and neck and shoulders. But
and you're blind in one eye. And you got seizures, but whatever. Oh my god.
I gotta eat my number 6. Do some talking.
All right, so Amanda says, question for Carrie. Who would your dream casting be? Oh no! If your book series need went to the big screen or something like Netflix. Amanda, that's really hard because need is old now.
Yeah.
And the people who I originally imagined being in it are old now.
That's such a good question, though.
But I imagine Jared Leto, I know he's problematic now, but according to everyone, baby.
No, as who?
Oh, as the Pixie King dad.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's the only one that has stayed consistent.
Hey, I just want to say, this does have a good cocoa flavor.
It does, but it's burning my lip. Like, this whole section of my lip is gone.
Well, you still got four more to go. Don't worry, it'll be good.
Oh, here's a one for Sean. Amanda, I know I totally...
No, don't blow that off. That's such a good question.
It's a good question, but it requires a lot of thinking for me now.
Well, you can do all the characters. Just do, like, three.
I can't do any.
Three main characters. What about Zara?
I don't know now. Because, like...
Because I'm thinking about the answer for Doug's question.
Oh, that's not fair. Doug asked Sean, who's the baddest dude? Maybe it was a woman. But who's the baddest person you ever arrested?
Well, I don't know how you can... How you quantify baddest. Because... I mean,
bad.
Like, I've arrested somebody that has murdered somebody, and been on, like, literally there was three of us on the ground biting him, taking him under control. So you can think that might be a bad situation.
That sounds terrible.
But I've also arrested people that are like MMA fighters. But that's okay. That's easy because if you know, you know. And you're like, I've literally had somebody in the back of a squad car, like sitting in the back seat with the door open, and I was interviewing them, and I'm like, "Hey, I know you're an MMA fighter, and if you try to attack me, I'm going to shoot you in your head." And I'm not kidding. I've said that to people, and they respect that. They're
Did
like,
you
okay.
ever discharge your weapon?
No, I never have. But I
Good.
But I've had it out, pointed at people plenty of times.
Amanda, I think Anna Cobb would be Zara now.
Who?
Exactly.
Anna Cobb?
Yes.
Who's that?
She's an actress.
What was she in? That's the only way I can relate.
You have never seen anything she's in, baby. She's a very new actress.
Is she a foreign actress?
No! She was in We're All Going to the World's Fair and Beauty Marks.
I saw both of those.
He's a liar.
I am a liar.
He's a liar. So D asked, I'd want the grandma to be played by the woman who plays Owen Hunt's mom in Grey's Anatomy.
I don't know who that is, but that's such an important role.
It is. Grandma Betty.
I know who Grandma Betty is. I love Grandma Betty. But I mean, I don't know who Owen Hunt's is.
That makes me, I miss her.
I know, I miss her too. I really do. Grandma Betty was spectacular.
Or Kathy Bates.
Oh, no. Who said that?
No. No.
No. No.
All right.
Kathy's got too much of an on-screen reputation to be grandma.
That's right. And Doug said resisting arrest. I haven't finished this yet. Oh, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Finished what?
My thing.
Oh, you got to eat that shit.
Dee asked the talent, which is you, Sean? Not me.
I know.
As we
I'm all aware, but what's the question? I don't see it.
What is... your best dad joke.
Oh my God. I heard one today and it was so good. And it was literally a dad joke. Oh, I got it. Okay. So this young lady, she's an adult, but she's young, gets engaged to a fella and they're planning their wedding and stuff. Yeah. And then one day the dad says, "Hey baby, you're distracting from my joke with your fucking whining over there, baby.
Sean,
stop
swearing. You're on Facebook. You're on Facebook.
I'm in a manly mode.
Oh.
Anyways, listen to me, please. This is a great joke.
Okay. Waiting.
This lady, young lady, like 18 to 20, she's engaged to get married. And one day, her father's in the kitchen with her and he says, "Hey, baby. You know I love you to death and I'm super happy for you, but have you told so-and-so about your heart condition? And she's like, well, no, that hasn't affected me in years, Dad. And he's like, whatever. So then one day, Dad's out in the yard working, and fiance slash future husband is working with him. And he's like, listen, I got to tell you something. My daughter has acute angina.
This doesn't sound like a dad joke, baby.
And it's a father telling that to his future son-in-law. And this future son-in-law says, I know. And she's got a hell of a rack, too. Get it? Acute angina? Oh, geez, baby.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I got to take my headphone off. What? Oh, that's a terrible joke.
Anyways, D laughed at it. All the Virgos get it. Whoop. Hey, what are you eating? Bread. Are you still on number six?
I ate number six.
Okay, let's do number seven because we got it.
Okay.
Number seven is called Angry Scorpions. It's 109.
That sounds terrifying.
It's 109 Scoville heat units.
That's mean.
And it does not apparently have, it's got some brown sugar and some smokiness. All right, let's try it out. Anybody else got questions?
I don't want to try it.
Dream casting for Ashley. Oh, Amanda's like all over the place with these great questions.
No, those aren't great. They're scary questions.
They're hard for you, but they're great questions.
When I initially...
You need a week to prepare.
I do need a week to prepare for these questions. Initially, I think I thought of him sort of as a Jerks Bentley Liam Hemsworth hybrid.
Are you kidding me? You know who Ashley is? What was that guy's name that was in the 70s show and he was married to Kunis, what's her name?
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah! That's Ashley right there.
That is not Ashley.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because he's tall and thin. He's got that kind of like, I'm a good guy, but I'm a bad guy.
No.
Oh, you. Okay.
No, he is not Ashley.
Dierks Bentley is a country music
star. I know, but I like his voice. So I always imagine his voice.
He may not be able to act for crap.
But I imagine his voice when I imagine.
He's named after a car, for God's sakes.
No.
Huh? That's not his real name. He picked that.
I don't know what his real name is.
Should I be Dierks Rolls Royce or Dierks Bentley?
So that's so mean. At least he wasn't like Dierks Dodge or Dierks Miata.
Although
Chevy Nova. Like, come
you
on.
You can't have a brand and a model.
Dierks Subaru. Hi. I'm country music star. Dierks Subaru.
You gotta change the dirt as the first name to fit any American car.
Oh my God.
My name is Dirt Dodge. Works good. Dirt Chevy. All right, number seven.
Wait, yeah.
I already described it.
Okay.
Eat it.
That's very bossy.
I'm bossy.
Why are you so bossy?
Don't make me glamour you, okay? That's got the flavor.
The flavor is amazing.
And not all the heat.
Not yet. I'm waiting for the heat. I'm waiting for the heat. I think the heat's coming. The heat is almost here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is on the back end. I got a little something right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So.
All right.
Kat said no. I'm not sure what Kat's saying.
I don't know how she knows that.
I'm afraid.
Maybe my Dierks names?
Maybe your joke. Ashton Kutcher. Maybe.
Maybe
Dierks Bentley. Oh my God, Sean. I have only eaten that much of my thing. Well, I'm not going to make it.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Let's have a little disclaimer here. Number one, Carrie has meatless chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
90% of her tenders are cut in half. So she's eating a half portion. So she has to finish them. Can I get a hell yeah?
No hell yes. And chew with your mouth closed. All right, ready? Carrie.
I do, but I talk with my mouth open.
Carrie, but I'm going to say also, Sean, if you met Bigfoot and had one day with him, what would you do?
Oh man, I just be like, I get him drunk because then he tell me every fucking thing about Bigfoot. His mouth would be flapping. He was like, "Yeah, we don't knock out wood." Jesus Christ, those humans are stupid.
Wow, man.
It does have it on the back end, right?
Yeah, my hands and my face aren't the same color.
Babe, stick to the subject matter.
I didn't know
that. Neither am I. Look, my face is pink. My hands are white and old man mottled skin. That's an extra package.
Paid That's for. The Florida in you.
If I was a truck, you'd have to pay a lot of extra for me.
So if you were with Bigfoot, you'd get him drunk, ask him a lot of questions.
Uh-huh. What would you do?
I would hug him if he was nice. And then we would go frolic in the fields, in the woods.
You're going to bang Bigfoot?
No.
Frolic.
Frolic's not banging. Oh. Where is your brain, vampire, you know,
like
Sean?
Disney movie hopping through the wildflowers?
Yeah, like little deer and Bambi.
Bigfoot would leave you in about an hour. He's like, I'm bored to tears.
No, he wouldn't. Bigfoot and I would be best friends forever, which is why it would not just be for a day. And, oh, Susie said my face is flushing and that's why I'm red versus my hand. That's probably true.
See, I don't have that problem.
and then I would probably secretly take a little bit of his hair for a DNA sample. Then I do a lot of selfies because people are always complaining that the Bigfoot pictures are blurry. And
that would be the coolest thing ever. Really crystal clear picture selfie with Bigfoot.
Yeah, we'd be like, whoa! And we'd be like doing like that, and it'd be amazing. And then I'd go bring him. We'd FaceTime.
There's a dog groomer so he can get a bath and
We would FaceTime that Matthew Moneymaker guy from Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And Bigfoot, who I would have a telepathic link with, would tell him that everything he thinks about Bigfoot is wrong.
You know what I'd do? I would befriend Bigfoot and I'd shoot him in the fucking head because then I'd be rich.
What is wrong with you?
Because I'd be the only man on earth with positive proof that Bigfoot exists.
Dude, not cool.
I'm just kidding. But
not
really
cool.
It is a logical idea.
No, it's not. Because what if he's the last Bigfoot? You did not grow up watching Doctor Who and Star Trek.
Like,
that's all I have to say.
Are you the last Bigfoot? And he'd be like, nah, there's millions of us running around.
Dude! That is so American of you.
I'm American.
Well, you don't have to be that kind of American.
Everybody. Never mind.
My secret Canadian is coming out, and I'm not cool with that.
Canadians are shooting faster than Americans.
Oh, my God. No, they wouldn't. You wouldn't shoot Bigfoot.
No, right.
Doug said, I think Sean and Bigfoot would huddle together for warmth.
No, because I don't huddle with things that are that hairy and stinky.
I feel like there's a joke about me coming up, but it didn't
happen. No, that was it.
Okay. And, all right, Kat made some laughing. Dee says that Bigfoot's camera shy. Susan said, Sean, yours is beyond fleshy.
Every day of my life, it's beyond fleshy. It's got nothing to do with the hot sauce. All I feel is the slightest tingle on my lips.
Anna said, Anna Cobb would be good as Zara. Thank you, Amanda.
Gosh, dang it.
John Bell said, call me. I would cap Bigfoot in a second. John!
I'm telling you.
And he said, Carrie would be like the lady who chained herself to the tree to save the bear's habitat and got eaten by the bear. John. It's not kind of you, John.
It's true, though.
I wouldn't get eaten by the bear.
You'd be the girl that chained herself up to the tree to save Bigfoot. Never mind.
I'm not talking about an erotic novel right now, baby.
I was, but I
made it up in my head. All right. Since John has already made me angry, we will go to John's question.
You're not angry. Can I introduce number 8, please?
Fine.
Because now it's getting feisty.
You're this always feisty.
Not me. The hot sauce. I am always feisty. This is the bomb evolution. It's 135,000 and a half Scoville heat units. And it's got no good quality. So we'll just have to eat it.
I'd like to say that so far, number two was the worst for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then try, I guess I'm going to have to go get the bottles and give you a little more.
No.
We'll try number eight.
All right.
Go with your question.
You want me to tell you the question?
I want you to ask the question.
I got to find the question.
You forgot the question? How about I ask the question?
No, it's from John Bell.
Okay.
Oh, no, you ask a question. I don't actually want to ask this question.
Ask that question.
There you go.
No, I'm going to make you ask that question now.
Mm-mm.
What? All right. What fictional monster slash character would you want to have dinner with?
Bigfoot. Unicorn.
Oh, so you're admitting Bigfoot is fictional.
Oh, God, this one just got me.
Here. What? Oh, I haven't eaten mine yet, so maybe I'll just skip number eight. You know I would never do that. I'm probably the only one.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't do this.
Maybe you can, and you will.
I feel like I have to suck air in between my teeth to, like, oh, God.
What?
John asked how many boyfriends I've had. I don't even know, John. I don't actually know.
She doesn't really count. But I know, now that you mentioned that question, there's a second part to it.
I know, but I gotta count my boyfriends. Top while I try to count.
First?
Uh-huh. Are we starting, like, kindergarten?
No.
Or are we, like,
well,
only high school?
No, don't make them Valentine's boyfriends. Make them real boyfriends.
Does that mean more than 2 days?
A date, at least.
More than one date?
It's got to be a real date. It can't be asking fucking...
Language!
Out to the dance in third grade.
All right. I'm going to die. My nose is running. All right. That's a lot to count.
Oh, that was horrible. Sorry for the food
that's
shot there. But Gary made me laugh.
I'd probably say upwards of 20.
What?
If you count every date,
you
over 20, probably.
No, I'm just kidding.
I only got dumped
19 times.
Once.
I'm just kidding.
Once by Chris Paquette, freshman year of high school. And
I don't even know if that counts. I don't know if that's a real.
All right. And the second part of the question was what? Were any of them bigger than Sean? Yeah, it's killing me. Were any of them, were any of those boyfriends bigger than Sean? And keeping with the show theme, give us a story if any of them were strange. They were all strange, Sean. By your standards, John, they're all strange.
All the ones I know about, which is probably only like a third, in their own way, they were all strange.
They're all strange. I had the one who I think was bigger than Sean is now a doctor. And he was a very large man. He
How
might
was he bigger than me? Taller? Fatter? 13 inches instead of 12? What?
He was like a college discus and shot putter.
Yeah.
And he was very, very, very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong, and he was tall. Like, I don't know how tall anymore because back then my standards was anyone over 6 feet is tall, but I think he was like 6'4".
Oh, no, as tall as me.
Not as tall as you.
So, he was more muscular?
Yes.
But he wasn't as fast as me. I would have kicked his ass.
Yes, you would have. And he had his talk show with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, this guy who became a doctor... had a very high squeaky voice, possibly did some steroids at some point. And
oh,
he
probably.
In college had a talk show on the radio with my other ex-boyfriend who looked like a rangy, grimy. He looked like he played for the Spin Doctors, actually.
Who was this?
Adam.
The friend of the boyfriend or the boyfriend?
Both of them were my boyfriend.
But
at
Adam
one
was
point.
Your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend longer.
Oh my
so,
God. You just jumpity-jumpity-jump.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so...
I gotta go to the clinic. I'm just teasing.
That's not funny. So Adam and this other guy, whose name I shall not say, had a radio talk show on WERU. And Adam was a super liberal, and the other guy was a super conservative.
Oh, that must have been a good talk show.
Like,
did they ever come to blows?
No, but they argued a lot, all the time. Yeah. And then they were like, I'm not talking to him for like month, like a whole, the rest of the week. And then they'd go back and go back to the talk show. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So they had a working relationship.
Sort of. They just like yelling at each other. Okay. Can you read them while
I got 6 minutes? Doug Marshall says, can humans and big feet crossbreed? And Doug Marshall, I don't know the answer to your question, but if I happen to run into a female Bigfoot, we might find out. But not if I'm married to Carrie.
What the hell? Are you going to not be married to me? Am I going to die? What the heck?
Well, okay, listen, you just admitted Bigfoot ain't real.
Mm-mm.
So, in a fictitious world, I can make up anything I want. Okay? Anyways.
That wasn't fictitious.
Yes, because Bigfoot's fictitious. Bigfoot is just... Never mind. Let's go move on. If humans... Okay, Dee Harris at one point was laughing.
If humans' leg is just like Bigfoot... Oh, no, I got the hiccups from that one.
Yeah? What number... Are you just finishing up number 8?
8, yeah.
Okay, good girl.
No. Oh, God.
You only got 2 more to go, baby.
Just read the stuff.
13 inches, ha, ha, ha. Did you even catch that joke I made? No, but Samantha did. And John Bell says, your boyfriend that was bigger than me had a thimble and peanuts.
I don't know, maybe. We didn't have sex.
All right. You should limit that then. If you didn't have sex, he wasn't all that important.
I can't make it.
You what? You what?
I'm not gonna make it.
You what? Oh, you're not gonna make it? We still gotta do number 9 and 10.
Okay.
Let me describe to you number 9. It's called Pucker Butt Pepper.
What? Pucker Butt.
Extra mean green. It's 7. Okay, so we're going from 135 Scoville heat units.
I don't like this anymore.
That's 702 Scoville heat units. Alright?
No.
Yeah. You ready?
No, it's you, like my saliva is burning my mouth.
Would you like to ask a question beforehand?
I don't know if I can talk.
I'll ask one then.
Okay. Alright, Kat, since I need
bread. Wait, this is a great follow-up question.
Okay.
You need bread. She's got bread at the ready. She's definitely breaking all the rules.
I can't make it.
You can do it.
Okay.
You got 2 more wings.
Here's Will you question. Give me $100 if
this
I do it?
This is specifically addressed to you.
Okay.
If you met Bigfoot and had one day with him.
We already did that.
What would you do? What would you do? Did you say what you would do?
Sean, we already did that. We would take selfies. You would shoot Bigfoot. Oh boy. The hot sauce has gotten to his brain.
If you could live in any other time period, what would it be?
Oh, that's horrible.
What are you eating?
Bread.
Oh, okay. Well, let's eat number 9.
I don't think I can. Yeah. Okay.
Here, I got mine.
Baby, what time period, before you put food in your mouth and gross everyone out, what time period would you be in?
I think that.
Thanks, Kat.
I would possibly $100.
Yeah.
She's worth more than that. She charges more than that every night.
Really?
I'm just teasing. I think I would probably like the old, like the stereotypical Wild West type situation.
I don't remember what the question was. Oh, what time period?
What time period, yeah. Would you live there? All right. Have you eaten number 9?
Can I pick like the 70s, but be an older person? So I just think it'd be fun.
You can do anything you want.
All those weird ass cars that are long and the funky disco music.
What do you mean by older then?
Like a grown up in the 70s.
Like 20s and 30s?
Like yeah.
Not old, but an adult?
Yeah. Sam says you're on fire tonight. And I would like Sam to not encourage you so that we can stay married.
I think Carrie's on fire tonight. Each number 9, baby. Are you ready? I'm
eating one. All right. Do you want me to ask? Wait, you didn't answer the time period question. Oh, you did. Sure. Cowboy. Of course. He wants to be a cowboy. He's shooting Bigfoot in the head. All right, ready? What was your biggest date fail, Sean?
They've probably all been with you.
And what were they?
I don't know.
Were they when we got lost at Bird Taker?
Oh, yeah, that was a fail. That was a fail on my part. I should have kept my cool.
So, oh my God.
Come on, man.
You gotta tell the story because I can't talk.
It's not even hot. Do you want me to tell the story?
Well, no. I want you to tell a PG, a rated G version of the. Oh no, I touched my eye.
No, you did not.
I touched right by it.
Well, keep your finger away from it.
Okay. So one time.
So we went for a little walk in this little nature preserve. It's probably like 20 acres.
It's really tiny.
But it's really wet, kind of like, you know, and they have a boardwalk through it. And we were kind of under this time pressure. And we sort of got turned around. And I was really freaking out because of the time pressure. And I wasn't an asshole, but I was less than
he was.
Mellow.
He was not mellow. Less.
Did you use that whole number 9?
Yes.
You ate the whole thing.
I ate the whole damn thing.
How's it going?
Not very well.
No?
As Sire said, my chicken is too spicy.
No, it's just all in your head.
Sean also took me on another date in which I got to go to a firing range with a bunch of cops. That was kind of a fail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It wasn't very romantic.
Oh, well.
Okay.
That's not a very honest statement either.
Okay, ready? Are you competitive?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What? Look at my eyes. My whites of my eyes are no longer white.
They're still white, honey.
Sean is super competitive.
I'm competitive about certain things, yes.
I'm crying now.
You still got to do number 10. It's not going to get you out of it. And we got to do it quick because it's dangerous.
Okay, let's do it. Do you have a question?
I do.
Okay. Sean's very competitive.
Oh, this is the last app. This is 2 million plus Scoville heat units.
Okay.
That's all I need to say, I think.
I don't know if my tongue works.
You can handle it. Because your tongue doesn't work, you can handle it. See, that's how this works.
It's like all this.
You destroy your sensors as you... It creeps up, so when you get to the last one, you're all right.
I don't think that's true.
It is true.
Okay, let's go. Ask me a question.
I wouldn't lie to you, baby. Fancy restaurant or hole-in-the-wall restaurant?
Hole-in-the-wall.
See, not lying.
What's your favorite cartoon dog?
My favorite cartoon dog? Well, that's gotta be... Probably Scooby-Doo. Because he likes to eat.
What?
Because he likes to eat. Did you just eat the 10?
I ate the whole thing.
How's it going?
It's not good.
I haven't eaten mine yet. I was waiting to see how you did.
Okay, Susie said if I put sour cream on a piece of bread or sprinkle it with sugar.
Well, she doesn't have sour cream or sugar.
I do. In the fridge. Sugar. All right. Hi. I can't even talk anymore. All right, the last question. What's our last question? Chew your mouth closed.
You decide. I'm gonna melt this.
Hey, Doug wants to know if you're okay with boneless wings or are you a purist?
I'm pretty much a purist.
All right, Colleen wants to know.
Hey! I need to explain myself.
Why?
I don't like breaded wings. I will eat boneless if like that's all you got. Or breaded wings if that's all you got. But I prefer non-breaded, actual, real chicken wings. Go ahead, baby. What's the next one?
Oh, my God. All right. My thing was, Colleen wants to know, how do you feel about cauliflower wings, Sean?
I would never eat them.
What's your favorite exercise?
Making love.
I knew he was going to say that. Kayaking.
Making love.
kayaking for me. And what was your favorite book?
When you were a kid.
When I was a kid?
Yeah. Oh, can we go so I can go try the sour cream with sugar?
I think I was into it.
Thanks, D.
What? Oh, yeah. You did it, baby. Woohoo! Let's keep her here like 10 more minutes, folks.
No.
I'm just teasing. I don't know what my favorite book was as a kid. I did like the whole Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn stuff when I was young. Mark Twain.
My favorite books were Flowers in the Attic.
You sicko.
I know. A Wrinkle in Time.
What?
A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, that's cool.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And Animal Farm. I was
really
all over the place.
Hot, baby?
What?
Are you really feeling that spicy?
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Really?
Look at my face, Sean. I've lost my face. It's like bloated.
Anytime
and now there's like.
I look at your face, I see nothing but pure beauty, baby.
Oh my God, you're so a liar.
I'm not lying. Is this a lying face?
Yes. Yes. One time on LiveJournal, I posted your face, and one of my friends said, he looks like a used car salesman.
Oh, well, you know, I do have a certain capability.
Of lying?
Yeah. But I'm not lying right now. I mean, how can you tell?
That's the problem. You're such a good liar. I can't. Susan says, thanks for the fish, and don't forget your towel. And, which is awesome. And Kat, I can't even say words anymore. Animal Farm and Pride and Prejudice. I need to go have bread now. Thank you all for being here and witnessing this horrible, 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 horrible torment. Charlotte's Web is a beautiful book. I listened to that too.
We've enjoyed your presence, and this has been amazingly fun.
Not for me.
Yeah, it has.
You can't tell me what was fun, honey.
I do every day.
I know.
Every night.
That doesn't make it true.
And man, that makes you feel good.
Yeah. He's a liar. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday. Live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.